Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whichever hemisphere, we are hoping that yourself and your family are safe and sound. A humble Madani request to you to please remember the Ummah in your du'as. Make du'a for yourself, for your family and fellow Muslims, that wherever they are suffering in the world, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ease their sufferings, remove their sufferings and protect them against the oppressors. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have another lovely topic for today. We are going to be talking about hirs, greed, but not the kind of greed that we commonly understand. A kind of hirs, a kind of greed which is encouraged in Islam, which is encouraged for you and I as believers, as Muslims, to be as greedy as possible for something. What is that thing? We're going to share that today, inshallah azza wa jal, to encourage myself and to encourage you as well to have this kind of greed, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Let's make some good intentions today. Let's make some right now. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, Ya Allah, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many blessings we always hearing about with regards to the recitation of Qur'an Pak, with the recitation of Durood-e Pak as well, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We need to make our minds up that I'm here for a short period of time. I'm going to enter into the grave. I'm going to then stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the day of judgment. What will I take with me? How much of good deeds do I have? One way of increasing good deeds, rewards, of removing sins and having an elevated rank in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the recitation of salawat, of Durood-e Pak. We're hearing about it all the time. But have I started to act upon it? How many duroods do I read every day? How many duroods do my family members, do my children or grandchildren, if you have any, how many do they recite in a day? Do I remind them? Subhanallah. Durood-e Pak is something that we must not take for granted. Every day we must make this in our minds that every day I need to take out some time every day for my own benefit, especially to recite some Quran, some durood, some istighfar, dhikrullah, and I must seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources. Every day I must learn one thing at least. Imagine if I learnt one thing of beneficial knowledge, ilmun nafi'ah, one thing, even if it's something small, every day, at the end of the year, 365 things I would have gained, I would have learnt. And don't keep it to yourself, share it with others as well. Listen to this wonderful narration. It is mentioned by the Holy Rasul, by the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the final and last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said, the one who recited durood upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night out of love and devotion, it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to forgive his sins of that day and that night. Don't we want forgiveness? How many other narrations we hear about that so many rewards and thawab is there for the person who recites salawat, a person's rank in the court of Allah is increased, his status is increased, and that is the real status, not the superficial statuses of this world, the temporary so-called status that a person may have in this dunya. It is short-lived. When our eyes close permanently from this world, all the status and degrees and influences and contacts and connections I have in the world is khatam, is finished. But if I obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal and obeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the person would see their status or the status of those who did so in the hereafter. We have a wonderful kalam, an inspiring, beautiful kalam. So let's listen to it, inshallah. Let's get inspiration to infuse the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deep into our hearts. And we will be right back, so don't go anywhere. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर वो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर वो करोड़ों, तेरे नब पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
fida ka ya habib allah hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali
kehte hain barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum kehte hain barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi hame gham sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi hame gham koi aqa qismat hai ye hamari har dam ghalab par jari qismat hai ye hamari har dam ghalab par jari
nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali
aap par qurban meri jaan ya rasool allah
fida ka ya habib allah fida ka ya rasul allah fida ka ya habib allah hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali
ranjo alam hamare sab dur ho gaye hain ranjo alam hamare sab dur ho gaye hain hum zikre mustafa se masroor ho gaye hain hum zikre mustafa se masroor ho gaye hain masroor ho gaye aqa saza hai ye hamari chhode hum duniyadari saza hai ye hamari chhode hum duniyadari
nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye wali
aap par qurban meri jaan ya rasool allah
fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah saaye mein tumhare hain kismat ye hamari hai qurban dilo jaye kya shaan tumhari hai
wo خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کہتے ہیں ان کی آقا کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے آقا ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشدت محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif and Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Today we're talking about being greedy for good deeds. And this is one of the greeds, as I was talking about earlier, which is encouraged in Islam, which we should encourage each other as well. In fact, we should compete with each other to do good deeds. However, we should keep focus on our intention. And if the intention is there solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should continue competing with each other, continue encouraging and motivating each other to do good deeds. So be greedy for good deeds. Unfortunately, in the age that we are living in today, where there is mass marketing of materialistic items, where they create this urge in a person to buy things, to obtain things, to get things that they don't really need, but because so-and-so has it, because my neighbor has it, because my certain family members, they have it, I also want it, to try and compete on a materialistic level and to compete with other individuals. This kind of competition is not really healthy for us. The competition which is healthy is competing to do good deeds, to be greedy for doing good deeds. If we study the blessed life of the Prophet ﷺ, of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, of the pious predecessors, we will come to a realization that they were truly greedy for doing good deeds, because they understood, they recognized, they realized, and they knew that this is the thing that's going to help you and I in the grave and on the day of judgment as well. All of that materialism that we chase after, that the greed in us, and each of us has that certain amount of greed which is in there. When I have, I want more and more, and the person is never satisfied. It is mentioned that the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, meaning you and I, human beings, if we were to be given a mountain of gold, we will not be satisfied. We will want another mountain and a third mountain of gold. Allahu Akbar. The only thing that will really satisfy this hunger of greed of ours is the sand of the grave. When that happens, that everything else is gone. Sayyidina Safwan bin Sulaym, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of the great pious predecessors, he was so eager to do good deeds, and he would stand for lengthy periods of time for salah, that his feet used to get swollen up. He would worship so abundantly, he would worship so much, that it is mentioned about him, if he was told that tomorrow is Qiyamah, tomorrow is the day of judgment, then he would not be able to increase the amount of his ibadat, because he would offer so much of ibadat, one after the other. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. He could not add anything else. Subhanallah. In winter, he would sleep on the roof of his house so that he would feel cold and he would shiver and stay awake. That would keep him awake. And in the summertime, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would rest in his room so that he was unable to fall off to sleep because of the heat and the hardship. There was no AC back then. There were no fans, rechargeable fans, electric fans and what have you. Subhanallah, we have so much of comforts today. We have fans, we have ACs, we have different types of technologies available to us. And yet still, we are, many of us are so lazy. We're so lazy that, you know, even the five daily salahs, we have no real excuse. And we're not interested in doing nawafil. After establishing our fara'id, our obligatory acts of worship, we don't engage in extras. A person will have that kind of greed in a sense that I'll put in extra hours at work. I will work overtime so that I get the extra income. If I don't work extra, if I don't give some overtime, then obviously I can't expect the extra to come in. But my focus is on the extra that I am getting, which is materialism actually. Essentially, it is materialism. I will work hard, I will work extra hard, put in extra hours in order to get the greed of that materialism, for whatever reason it may be. Imagine if I had the same drive that I will work extra hard and do more ibadat. I'm not saying don't work extra to get extra. Yes, the cost of living today is out of the roof. We all know this. There is a global economic crisis in the world. Yes. I'm not talking about it's a bad thing to work extra and overtime. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the drive that we have, the enthusiasm that we have to put in the extra hours, to cut some time from our sleep and our rest, to work the extra. That drive, that enthusiasm, imagine if we used and we channeled that as well. We channeled that as well to do good deeds, to increase our ibadat. That after our 5 daily salahs and whatever other acts of worship which are compulsory upon us, imagine if we did nawafil. So besides fasting in Ramadan, that Mondays we fast because it is a sunnah, Thursdays we fast because it is a sunnah, or Ayyamul Bid, the 3 days in the month, if I fast, subhanallah azza wa jal, imagine my salahs, that after establishing my 5 daily salahs, I also perform. I'm greedy because I'm greedy for good deeds. That's the mindset I need to create. I need to have that. I also try to perform my tahajjud salah, which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would always perform. I also perform my, or try to perform my Salatul Ishraq, Chasht, Duha, Salatul Awwabin, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu, Salatul Tawbah at night. Subhanallah. And so many other nawafil ibadat are there. Instead of just giving my zakah once a year, I also give nafli sadaqat, optional charities and donations, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, there's so much more we can do actually. But there is a segment of people who are just satisfied with doing what is necessary and nothing more. Allahu Akbar. Don't I want that high rank in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Don't I want that high status, which is a true status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at the lives of the pious people. Learn from them. Follow in their footsteps. Not in the footsteps of the so-called influences that are out there. Yes, they're influencing you primarily towards the greed of materialism. They can portray it and present it in a very fanciful way that, okay, you can become financially free and independent and live your best life and whatever else it is. And again, I'm not saying don't live a comfortable life. Yes, live a comfortable life. Earn that which is halal and permitted. Live a comfortable life. But don't live a life of extravagance. Extravagance. This is where greed comes in again. To compete with others. Subhanallah. As if I'm going to get a trophy or a certificate. So that kind of greed, it is condemned. That kind of greed will destroy a person. Because then ostentation and showing off and pride and all of arrogance and all of this filth will come into, enter a person's life as well. Look what car I'm driving. Look what house I'm living in. Look which space I'm staying in. Look how much of knowledge I am. Look how eloquent I am. Look how great of a qari or hafiz or alim or professor or teacher, whatever profession it is, look who I am. Because the person is constantly chasing after dunya. So this kind of greed is condemned, is bad, is unhealthy for an individual. And the greed to do good deeds, to increase our worships, that greed is recommended and encouraged as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He said that, have greed for what will benefit you and seek help from Almighty Allah. Do not lose heart. And that this blessed hadith, Allama Sharifuddin Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that one must be extremely greedy in worshipping Allah Almighty. And also keep greed of being rewarded over it, to receive its reward. However, rather than believing in your efforts to perform worship, seek help from Allah Almighty. So this is the mindset of the scholars, the mindset of the pious ones. And as the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, that have greed, ihris, have greed for what will benefit you. Now you tell me, what will really benefit us, especially in the long run? We plan for short, medium term, long term goals. We plan for that. But in our long term planning, does it include the grave and the hereafter? Ask yourself this question. I need to ask myself as well. In my long-term planning, does it include the situation in the grave? Do I want success, salvation, comfort there or not? Do I want success and salvation on the day of judgment? This should be, must be part of our long-term planning. That must be the believer's mindset. Not just limited to this temporal world, this world which will end very quickly for us, that we're going to leave as a traveler. Very soon we're going to pack up and leave, whether we want it or we don't. When the time is up, we are gone. And if you had that greed to do good deeds because your focus was in the hereafter, because you are using this little life, this short life, this precious life, if we are using it to invest in the hereafter, then that person would be successful, will receive salvation. So we actually need to run towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to run towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we would find that subhanallah, through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He will reward His loyal slaves, you and I, if we are loyal, with paradise. As is mentioned in Al-Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 133, translation from Kanzul Iman. And run towards forgiveness of your Lord, and towards such a paradise, having a width within which the heavens and the earth can be contained. U'iddat lil-muttaqeen, especially kept ready for the pious. In the tafsir, the commentary of this blessed verse of the Quran, it is mentioned in Suratul Jinan, rush towards the forgiveness of your Lord Almighty and paradise by repenting of your sins, by fulfilling the fara'id of Allah Almighty, by performing good deeds and having sincerity in all of your actions. Let me judge myself. And I want you to judge yourself as well. When last did I sincerely repent in the court of Allah? I know myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows me better than myself. And I know the shortcomings I have. I know the defects I have. I know the greed that I have for materialistic items. I know where I fall short. Or rather, I fall into sins or bad habits. When last did I repent? And am I greedy to repent? Meaning, I repent continuously, like every day. Amir al-Sunnah, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Ali, and the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a grand scholar of Islam. He encourages us, before you sleep, make wudu, istinja, relieve yourself, make wudu, perform two rakat of Salatul Tawbah, repent of your sins, recollect your day if you hurt anybody's feelings, if you committed any sins, and repent for each one, every day, every night, before sleeping, so you sleep with a clear conscience, and fill your nek a'mal out. Nek a'mal, if you want the hard copy, visit Maktabatul Madina bookshop, and you can also download from dawudislami.net, or you can download the app for free from Play Store, from App Store, and every night fill it out, because therein is contained motivation to be greedy to do good deeds. And that's your constant, your daily reminders, where you're reminding yourself. You just read out the questions. Today, did you make good intentions? Today, did you perform your salahs? Today, did you perform your tahajjud, your ishraq, duha, awwabin? Did you perform Surah At-Tawbah? Today, did you do this? Did you do that? So, it's a self-questionnaire. encouraging not just the establishment of the obligatory actions, but of the optional actions as well. So that's where a person can gain more rewards by doing the extra. Optional is optional, it means you don't have to do it. But if you work that overtime, you're going to get the extra pay. If you put in the effort and you are greedy to get more rewards, then a person will, because the focus is where. If a person is working extra, I'm keep coming back to this example, because his focus is where? I'm going to get extra cash back. I'm going to get extra wages, which will help me. And if a person's focus is on, I'm going to get extra rewards. Because on the day of judgment, every single good deed is going to count. There will be people on the day of judgment who will be short of one good deed and will go to others, please help me out, please help me out. Just give me one more good deed to put on my, on the scale, on al-mizan. So my good deeds become heavier and I can get admitted into Jannah, into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Who's going to help us out? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is shafi'ul mudhnibin. He is the intercessor for you and I, the sinners. He is the great intercessor. He will open the door of shafa'ah and intercession on the day of judgment. He will help. But am I loyal to him? Am I loyal to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Or am I loyal to the dunya and chasing after the world and worldly wealth, worldly items which are decorated and embellished, all these grand names, brand names and items and apparel, clothing, handbags, shoes, this, that, whatever it is, they decorate it. They embellish it and see so-and-so is wearing these. So-and-so has these bags, has these shoes. How they caught us? You throw the right bait and you catch the right fish. Subhanallah. They create that greed in our hearts and minds for materialism. Who cares? Who cares what so-and-so wears? How does it affect me? How? How does it help me? I'm just spending extra money, exorbitant amounts of money, so that person who's rich and famous, who's a celebrity, who doesn't know me, who doesn't care about me, who doesn't pay my bills, who doesn't visit me when I'm sick, when I'm depressed or sad, doesn't give me words of encouragement because they don't even know me, they don't care about you. That's the person I must follow. I must wear, try to, my hard-earned money, buy the expensive things that they buy. Who cares? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares for you and I. You and I as Muslims, as his ummatis, he cares for us. Those celebrities don't know you, don't care about you. They don't give a damn about you. Why should we care about them? What they wear, how their hairstyle is, what's the latest fashions, who cares? Subhanallah. They've created, they've decorated it. They've embellished it like this is the life. Greed for the world, that is the life. Break free from those shackles and cut the losses. Those are losses. They are holding you back. They are wasting your hard-earned money. They are wasting your life away. Cut them out. And believe me, if you follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that inner peace. You'll find that peace of heart and contentment of mind. You'll find. If we become loyal slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll find that inner peace. In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies the sukoon, the tranquility of the hearts. In doing good deeds and having greed to do good deeds, that must motivate us to do good deeds to please Allah, to please my Rabb Azza wa Jal, my Lord, to please my Creator, my Sustainer, the one to whom I will return to very soon, sooner than I even realize. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah An-Nisa, verse 124, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And whoever does some good deeds, be it a man or a woman, and is a Muslim, will be admitted to paradise, and they will not be wronged, even to the extent of a sesame seed." Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the reward for any human being who is a believer and holds correct beliefs, whether a man or a woman, and they perform righteousness according to their ability, the reward is that they will enter paradise on the day of judgment. And that person will attain a rank in Jannah, in paradise, according to his deeds, his actions, his good deeds. They will not be oppressed even the slightest, as in they are deserving of high ranks but are given low rank. A lower rank without any reason or fault of theirs, this won't happen at all. So according to deeds, that person will gain that kind of rank in paradise. And what is the greatest paradise, the highest rank in paradise? Al-Firdaus, Jannat al-Firdaus. So make dua for this. Make dua for yourself, for your family and fellow Muslims as well. Ya Allah, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the sake of your mercy, enter us without accountability into Jannat al-Firdaus. We have a short clip. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Good manners is such a quality which makes a person beautiful, makes a person unique, and a person stands out from other people. How important are good manners in one's lives? Let's listen to some beautiful ahadith related to good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, "You cannot please people by your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them." Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, on the day of judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds of a believer than good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "The perfect believers in iman," means in faith, "are those who have good manners." Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Those whose manners are the best amongst you, Allah, Allah, will be most favorite to me and will be nearest to me on the day of judgment." Subhanallah, subhanallah. These beautiful ahadith regarding good manners. Let's all make intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, we will try our level best to instill good manners in our personalities. And inshallah azza wa jal, after instilling those manners in ourselves, we will then pass them on to others as well. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل, very inspiring short clip. Keep yourself involved in this environment of Dawud Islam. It's, believe me, in your own benefit and the benefit of your offspring as well. Because Dawud Islam is a support structure. A support structure to teach us, to empower us, and to encourage us as well. And what are ways where we can gain encouragement and motivation to be greedy to do good deeds? One of the things is dua. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ya Allah, grant me that the enthusiasm to do good deeds. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, replace the greed for worldly things with the greed to do good. Dua is powerful. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min." Dua is the weapon of a believer. So make dua for yourself, your family, and other Muslims as well. What else can we do? Make a target of a few good deeds at least on a daily basis. And here, this is where nek a'mal can help you greatly. That you got a target and you are monitoring your progress on a daily basis. That, okay, today I need to start with 3 verses of the Quran. And then you can increase as the weeks or months go by, increase. I need to start with 12 Durood-e Pak every day, no matter what it is. And then increase 25, 26, 30, and continue like that till you reach a minimum of 313 times. Today, I must make some dhikr of Allah, at least 12 times, 10 times, whatever it is. Istighfar, I must do it every day. So make these targets for yourself, and every day try to increase in those targets as well. Read the seerah, study the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the righteous, pious predecessors. And believe me, you will gain a lot of advices from their lives, lessons on developing that greed for good deeds as well. Recite the Quran as much as possible. You can start off little and then continue. Inshallah, by doing these kind of things, na, the sweetness for ibadah, the sweetness will increase in your heart, in your mind as well. Constantly make tawbah from doing bad things, by doing bad habits, by falling into sins as well. Keep focus on your intentions. Intentions are very important because a good intention can yield great rewards. A person on the Day of Judgment will see a lot of rewards which will actually be his good intentions. Not the good deeds itself, but the good intentions. Subhanallah. So keep focus on that. Try to invite others towards goodness. So when we read about these concepts and we read about the rewards of it, of, for example, inviting a person towards goodness, whether the person listens or does not listen, call towards goodness, forbid from evil. And that we can start in our household, with our family members, with our kids, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even our uncles, aunts, grandparents, whoever it may be, we can start, make a start there and invite towards goodness. This is a great way actually. If we learn about the blessings and the benefits of inviting others towards goodness and forbidding them from evil. In doing so, and our focus will be number one on pleasing my Allah, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gaining some rewards as well, subhanallah azza wa jal. It is mentioned, another beautiful way is to read, go over, study and read about the rewards in Jannah, the bounties of Jannah. That will motivate one, that will drive one, I also want that. As mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, translation from Kanzul Iman, the close ones will be on coated thrones with rubies, diamonds and pearls, reclining on them, facing each other. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Read this ayah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 15 to 24, and before and after, and rejoice. When you read about the blessings of Jannah, that will automatically motivate one to develop that greed for good deeds. And at the same time, read about the consequences, the punishments in the hellfire, in Jahannam. And that must motivate one to abstain from sinful activities. And this is one of the great blessings of Dawat-e-Islami, where these reminders are there constantly, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. These kind of reminders. What a beautiful environment, which we can also bring into our homes to get the benefits here in the grave and the hereafter as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله الله Start your day with remembrance of Allah. start your day with remembrance of